You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Today, we pay our respects to two legends of NL music who passed away recently. One was singer-songwriter Ellis Coles of Carmenville, and the other, Dr. Donald F. Cook of St. John's. Now you stick around and you'll hear music by Coles later on. But first, choral music conducted by Don Cook. Feast your ears now to his lively arrangement of the classic NL folk song, Lukey's Boat. Well, I don't know about you, but I just love that spirited arrangement of the old standard Lukey's Boat. And you just heard it sung by the Munn Chamber Choir, which was conducted by Don Cook, and it's from the album Winter's Gone and Past and Other Songs of Newfoundland that was released in 1979. Now let me tell you a little about Don Cook. First of all, he moved on to the great musical Up Along on September 2nd of this year. He was 88 years old. Don Cook, throughout his career, was a music educator and administrator. He was a pianist, a church organist. He was a composer and arranger, and a choral director. Now, some of the man's career highlights. In 1975, he was the founding director of the School of Music at Memorial University of Newfoundland. And during his time as director, a new music building was opened. Don Cook founded the 25 Voice Munn Chamber Choir. That was in 1977. And you just heard them sing Lukey's Boat. Cook was the former organist and choir master of the Anglican Cathedral in St. John's, and he also served as a juror for the Juno Awards. Now, I'll let you know some of his many accolades a bit later on, but right now, let's hear some more of his music, and we'll go back to that album, Winter Is Gone and Past, and hear one of my favorite tracks from it, a song about a young man who goes downtown for a spree, meets up with a St. John's girl and thinks she's sweeter than honey. But he finds out that she's got a non-savory side, too.
A few days ago, I went on a spree in St. John's town, sure I'd like for to be. I heard people talking, and just for a lark, I got down the town, t'was just before dark. A few dots, says I to myself, I'm right on the job, when someone called,
"Church!"
And turning around, the prettiest girl in town there I found,
that St. John's girl, that St. John's girl, he thought she was sweeter than honey, she had jewels and pearls and her hair was in curls, was on her he spent all his money.
She said,
"Good evening, sir."
And I said, "Good evening, miss." I asked her, "Did she drink?" She said,
"Yes, I drink champagne, boy."
That dear little miss, she gave him a kiss.
The Trinity beggars were never like this.
She told him she loved him, it seemed rather strange.
I called for champagne,
she wiped up the change.
We are.
And met my friend Ben. He said,
"Hello, George. You look some bad."
Why shouldn't I, when I was nearly had?
Was you?
She was a
clergyman's daughter, sure that was no doubt. The name of this fair one he could not find out.
I'll never forget the first time I met that dear little girl, that St. John's girl.
The Memorial University of Newfoundland Chamber Choir, conducted by D.F. Cook. Piano player was Edmund Daw. The track you just heard, that St. John's Girl. Okay, time for a little break right now, but do stick around. And on the other side, more choral music featuring Don Cook. And later on, we'll abruptly shift gears and hear NL folk music by Ellis Coles.
The roads can be very dangerous places.
Always make sure you're qualified to drive.
That's right. If you go into the roads unqualified, you're not only risking your safety, but the people around you as well. There are many qualifications. One of them is don't drink and drive. If you have recently drank too much alcohol, the roads are not for you.
Don't drive underage. If you're not the legal age to drive, don't!
Even if you have a license, you still can't drive high. Drugs are already bad, but don't make it bad for everyone else.
This public service announcement was brought to you by three random sixth graders. Oh, and CHMR.
You're listening to Campus and Community Radio in St. John's. This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
And now we return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, welcome to part two of today's episode. Later on, you're going to hear music by Ellis Coles, who passed away recently. And right now, we are honoring Dr. Donald F. Cook. He passed away on September 2nd of this year. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Donald Cook, he was the organist and choirmaster at the Newfoundland Anglican Cathedral for something like 14 years. And in 1986, the choir of the Cathedral Church of St. John the Baptist released the long-playing album. It was called Evensong and Hymns. And that album was recorded on digital equipment at the cathedral. Now, this was 1986, so digital equipment was a brand new technology at the time. And whether this album was actually released on compact disc or not at any point, I do not know. I only know of it being released on vinyl. Well, let's hear a track from it now. The song is All Things Bright and Beautiful, and that's a popular Anglican hymn first published in 1848. Soloist on this piece is Catherine Cornick.
Thank you.
You just heard the choir of the Cathedral Church of St. John the Baptist with All Things Bright and Beautiful from their album Evensong and Hymns, released in 1986. Now I'll let you know about a few of Dr. Cook's accolades. In 1993, the Munn School of Music Recital Hall was named in Dr. Cook's honor. Also in 1993, he was named to the Order of Canada. And in 1999, D.F. Cook received an honorary doctorate from Memorial University. Just this year, in 2025, he was named as one of Munn's Centennial 100, celebrating 100 people who helped shape Memorial University. Now, going back to 1983, as a member of the Newfoundland and Labrador 400th Anniversary Committee, Don Cook and his cathedral choir went to Exeter, England, the home parish of the colonizer of Newfoundland, Sir Humphrey Gilbert. That choir was choir in residence at Exeter Cathedral during August of 1983, and Cook served as its organist. Now, also in 1983, the Munn Chamber Choir, directed by Cook, released an LP. The title was Munn Chamber Choir at Exeter Cathedral. It was to commemorate the 400th anniversary of Newfoundland and Labrador as a colony of Britain. And from that album now, you will hear Robert Shaw's Give Thanks Unto the Lord. It was the Munn Chamber Choir, directed by Don F. Cook. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and now, get ready, brace yourself. You are going to experience an abrupt shifting of gears. Singer-songwriter Ellis Cole, she passed away a few weeks ago. The exact date was August the 30th. And Coles, I think it's fair to say, is best known for his part in composing Dick Nolan's regional mega-hit, Aunt Martha's Sheep. Coles released a few dozen tapes and CDs. Some of them were solo ones, and some were done with his brother Winston. And many other artists have covered Ellis Cole's songs, especially the aforementioned Dick Nolan's. Actually, right now, we are going to listen to Ellis himself. We'll hear a track from his cassette tape, All the Best, that he released, I feel, around 1995. Ellis wrote this one, Stay Down Here with Nan.
I said, son, it's gonna be fun. You'll be with Grandma all day. I know you'll be good like a little boy should all the time that your mommy's away. With your baseball bat and your blue jay cap, you're sure one smart little man. Give your pop a spell, take your shovel and pail out back and play in the sand. Well, I got a surprise when I realized lo and behold, he was gone. When I looked around, was then that I found he was out digging holes in the lawn. Said, little man, you dig holes in the sand, but the church don't steal no lie. Cause if you're not good like a little boy should, then you won't go to heaven when you die. He said, Grandpa knows nothing at all. You don't understand like you should. Little boys can't stay one place all day, and there's no fun to being good. Now I'm not sure about heaven no more. You just might have to cancel your plan. If I'm not allowed to dig a hole in the cloud, then I'll stay down here with Nan. Well, the day begun, he was up with the sun, wanted raisin bran in a bowl. But I knew close, cause a cool wind blows, Pop's boy just can't catch a cold. See Bart Simpson on your coveralls, my boy, you're clean as a pin. With your Ninja Turtle shirt, don't play in the dirt, in the morning you can play it again. Well, I darn near cried when I stepped outside, old stray dog he found. With a mote by the tail saying, good dog fell, being all through the mud sitting down. I said, Pop's mad cause you're just being bad. You're supposed to be a good little boy. If you're not good like a little boy should, then you won't go to heaven when you die. He said, Grandpa knows nothing at all. You don't understand like you should. A little boy's blood is mostly water and mud, and there's no fun to being good. Now I'm not sure about heaven no more. Just might have to cancel your plan. If I'm not allowed to dig a hole in the cloud, then I'll stay down here with Nan. I was wore to the bone when his mommy came home. Said, golly, he sure was bad. He dug up the lawn, done everything wrong, ruined every stitch of clothes that he had. Told him he should try his best to be good, so mommy could be proud of her boy. Told him if he was good, like a little boy should, then he would go to heaven when he died. He said, Grandpa knows nothing at all. Mommy, you can now tell Dad that Grandpa is whole and don't really know if little boys are good or bad. He said, little boys goes to heaven when they die, but he must understand. If I'm not allowed to dig a hole in the cloud, then I'll stay down here with Dad.
You just heard Ellis Cole singing Stay Down Here With Nan. Now next we're going to hear a track from Ellis Cole's brother, Wince. And Wince passed away, by the way, in June of 2023. Wince released only one solo vinyl LP, and he called that one I Want to Be a Working Man Again. He released it in 1985. Track we're going to hear Wince sing right now was composed by his brother Ellis. The prettiest thing that I've ever seen is little children going to school.
was just a kid, but well, I remember all the things my grandma did say. With 88 years standing over her head, by the window she stood every day. Just a trembling symbol of toil and sorrow, but her heart was pure gold. And the tears they trickled down the face that was wrinkled when the children left for school. I remember one day I said to Grandma, there's a teardrop in your eye. And they say the tears are a sign of sorrow, and I want to know the reason why. She said, a little darling, it's a sign of happiness, it's love that makes it flow. 'Cause the prettiest thing that I've ever seen is little children going to school. Little tiny pitchers playing in the ditches, no caps upon their heads. Rubbers full of snow as they smile at the cold with their faces all rosy and red. Little tiny bundles of genuine love, all they know is the golden rule. Oh, the prettiest thing that God ever made is little children going to school. God set the moon and the stars in the sky, and he set the sun in a faraway horizon of gold. He made the great green earth night and day, the world need a love so right away. God being wise made little girls and boys and sent them off to school. Out behind the church amongst the flowers and the birches is where I walk each day. Tears roll down my face when I look at the place where Grandma was laid away. But no siree, she ain't there now, and I'll tell you the reason why. 'Cause God need a grandma to teach little children in the schoolhouse in the sky. When I close my eyes, I can visualize my grandma, bless her soul. Each day as she stands with her Bible in her hand, doorway of that school, and I can see her smile for the love of a child looking down the streets of gold. For the prettiest thing that she'd ever seen, those little children going to school. God set the moon and the stars in the sky, he set the sun in a faraway horizon of gold. He made the great green earth night and day, the world need a love so right away. God being wise made little girls and boys and sent them off to school. God being wise made little girls and boys and sent them off to school.
You just heard Vince Cole singing a track composed by his brother Ellis. It was Little Children Going to School. You are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker. Okay, now, up next, we're going to hear a track by Freeman Walters and the Isle of Ort Boys. And they released an album called My Newfoundland Shore. And that was released in 1987. The song we're going to hear tells a tale of a 22-year-old Newfoundland husband and father of two daughters who leaves home to join the Navy. I sailed the great oceans to faraway lands, saw the windmills of Holland, lay on Bermuda's sands, San Juan, Puerto Rico. There was much to adore, but none could compare to my Newfoundland shore. A song composed by Ellis Coles.
I was just 22 when it came to my mind to leave my hometown, the Navy, to join. They said, we will train you, be ready for war. So I left my home on the Newfoundland shore. Days passed into months so quickly I found, as I stood on the deck of the ship outward bound, a Navy destroyer, an old
man of war was taking me away from my Newfoundland shore. Each night as I stood beneath a moonlit sky, the picture I saw brought tears to my eyes. A great floating monster on iron and steel, built for destruction and dressed for to kill. I thought of my darling so far away, my two little girls back in Notre Dame Bay. I knew they were lonely and was waiting for their daddy's return to the Newfoundland shore. I sailed the great oceans to the faraway lands, saw the windmills of Holland lay on Bermuda sands. San Juan, Puerto Rico, there was much to adore, but none could compare to my Newfoundland shore. Through the Arctics and sorrow, time seemed to roll on. 1 month brought another, soon 5 years were gone. One day came a message and soon I was told, you've served your term well, son, you're now free to go. As I stood before the captain, it was my great day. He said, son, we'll miss you, we sure hope you'll stay. My silk and my lanyard, I'll wear them no more. I'm going back home, sir, to my Newfoundland shore. When I reached my hometown, no uniform I wore. My two little girls met me at the door. We can tell by your clothes, Dad, you ain't gone no more. To leave us and Mommy in your Newfoundland shore. We can tell by your clothes, Dad, you ain't gone no more. To leave us alone on your Newfoundland shore.
Well, we'll take our second break right now, and when we return, Dick Nolan sings his biggest hit, a song which Ellis Coles played a major role in writing.
Hi there, I'm Marcia Porter, inviting you to jazz up your life by listening to my show, Jazz Pizzazz, Tuesdays at 6 p.m., repeating Sundays at 9 p.m. on CHMR Radio FM 93.5.
Planting trees in our community is well worth the effort. But if you don't look after them, they may not make it. Urban trees need a little maintenance to survive. Not much. Your extra care will help replenish the urban forest and give us all something we need. Fresh air. Thanks. Help Tree Canada grow clean air. Support Tree Canada by visiting us at treecanada.ca.
Hello, I'm Bob Davidge, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM in St. John's, Newfoundland.
They're outboard people without port ways.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the St. John's campus of Memorial University. Be sure you check out the program's website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and there you can listen to the most recent programs whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, welcome to the home stretch of the program. Right now, we are remembering Ellis Coles, who passed away a few weeks ago. And thankfully, he will always live on, thanks to his legacy of great songs. And as I said earlier, many artists have covered Ellis Coles' songs, especially Dick Nolan. Now, Dick's biggest hit in his lengthy career was a song that Coles had an important hand in penning, and Martha's Sheep. And just how popular now, back in 1972, was Aunt Martha's Sheep? Well, listen to this. I got a bit of a spiel here now, but it's all very interesting, I think. RCA Records released the LP Fisherman's Boy by Dick Nolan in mid-June of 1972. It was released without a single for radio play. Now, despite that, VOCM Radio aired the song Aunt Martha's Sheep from the album, and because of its unprecedented popularity, other stations in the province followed suit. In mid-August, Aunt Martha's Sheep debuted on VOCM's Top 30 chart at number 15. Now, this was particularly significant because in those days, local recordings rarely penetrated those charts. And I mean rarely. The following week, the song hit number one, beating out competition from, now get this, Gilbert O'Sullivan, Terry Jacks, Gary Glitter, Procol Harum, The Hollies, and The Rolling Stones. On September 9th of 1972, Dick Nolan graced the cover of Canada's national recording industry publication, RPM Weekly. Now, I'm not finished yet. On October 22nd, VOCM 590 Radio and the Naturals Group of the St. John's Rotary Club sponsored what they called Gold Record Night in St. John's. And at that event, Premier Frank Moores presented a gold record to Dick. The sales of the album, Fisherman's Boy, had exceeded 100,000 in just a few months. And that is spectacular. Unforeseen, really, for a Newfoundland recording artist. And incidentally, VOCM, the radio station, was later presented with a gold record as well for its role in promoting Aunt Martha's Sheep, even though it had never been released as a single at that time. The music on Gold Record Night was supplied by an all-star local cast. Joan Morrissey performed, so did Harry Hibbs, Ryan Fancy, and Michael T. Wall. Of course, Dick was there himself, and his daughter Bonnie Lou was there as well. It was quite a do.
Come gather all around me and I'll sing to you a tale about the boys in Carmenville who almost went to jail. It happened on a November's night when all hands was asleep. We crept up over Joe Talks Hill and stole Aunt Martha's sheep. Now if you pay attention, I know I'll make you laugh. We never went to steal the sheep, we went to steal the calf. The old cow, she got angry cause we woke her from her sleep. We couldn't take any chances, so we had to steal the sheep. We cut the woolly animal and dragged her from her pen. She said goodbye to little lambs she'd never see again. She knew that those dark strangers soon would take her life. In less than half an hour, she felt the dreadful night. Aunt Martha, she got angry when she heard about the loss. She said she'd catch the robbers, no matter what the cost. Next morning, just at sunrise, she to the office went. And to the RCMP, a telegram she sent. The Mountie got the message and he started in to read. This is from Aunt Martha, telling an awful deed. Last night my sheep was stolen, by whom I cannot tell. I'd like for you to catch them and to drag them back to jail. Well, just a short time later, about 12 o'clock that night, we had the sheep a-cookin' and everyone feeling tight. The smell of mutton and onions, no man could ask for more. We were chug-a-luggin' dominion when the Mountie walked in the door. He said, sorry, boys, your party, I really don't want to wreck. I smelt the meat a-cookin' and I had to come in and check. You see, the sheep is stolen and the thief is on the loose. I said, come right in and join us, or we're having a piece of moose. He said, thanks a lot, and he sat right down and I gave him a piece of the sheep. This is the finest piece of moose I know I ever eat. By 2 o'clock in the morning, he bid us all good day. If we get any clues in the sheep, sir, we'll phone you right away. He said, thanks a lot, you're a darn fine bunch, and your promise I know you'll keep. If every woman's as good as you, she wouldn't have lost her sheep. After he left, we had the piece we had in the oven to roast.
We might have stole the sheep, boys, but the Mountie ate the most.
And the Newfound Records Radio Hour from 1972. That was Dick Nolan with his biggest hit, Aunt Martha's Sheep. Now next we'll hear a track from an album that Dick released in 1973. And it is one of two tracks on the LP that were co-written by Ellis Coles and Dick Nolan. The album was called Happy Newfoundlanders. And we are going to hear a track now which was a sequel to the Aunt Martha's Sheep hit. It was called Courtroom in the Sky. Dick used to perform the sequel live, but since it had the same tune and the words were somewhat similar in some cases, he kept confusing it with Aunt Martha's Sheep and he had to quit performing it live. Okay, the robber now faces charges in the courtroom in the sky, and in the witness box are the cow, Aunt Martha, the Mountie, and the woolly animal itself. You may have fooled the Mountie, and you can tell a lie, but you'll have to face the charges in the courtroom in the sky.
Last night I dreamed I took a trip up in the deep blue sky, and everyone up there looked sad as if they were going to cry. And then I asked a gentleman who was trying not to weep, well, we're having court for them two boys who stole Aunt Martha's sheep. Well, we walked up to a building with walls of solid gold. When they opened up the door, a sight I did behold. It was the strangest audience, some were white and some were dark. At first I thought that I was in a room in Noah's Ark. Well, the judge came out and took a seat with his gavel in his hand. He hit the table, then he roared, witness on the stand. Then I saw the strangest thing, it almost made me laugh. For up there in the witness stand was the old cow and her calf. She started telling her story about that fatal night. I heard somebody coming, and then I saw the light. As they were getting closer, well, I could hear them laugh. And all at once I realized they were out to steal my calf. I stood there waiting for them as they came into my pen. One short hook of my two arms, they turned around again. We listened as they walked away and then went back to sleep. I guess as they were leaving, they must have grabbed the sheep. Aunt Martha was the next in line to sit upon the stand. She told us of her lovely sheep she reared from just a lamb. Little was the supper since her mother said goodbye. Aunt Martha sat there crying as the teardrops filled her eyes. And then in walked the Mountie, in the stand he took his place. Slowly looked around the room, a smirk upon his face. He said that he received the word a thief was on the loose. But he was short of the day he died, the meat he ate was most. And then at last the moment came, we all jumped in our seats. For sitting there in the witness stand was Aunt Martha's sheep. We were all shocked to see her and we knew it was a ghost. We thought of the meat the Mountie had eaten, the piece we had to roast. And then she told a story, it almost broke my heart. She spoke about her little lambs, from them she had to part. She said these boys were out for fun and didn't have a care. And then she slowly pointed, that's them, they're sitting there. Well, the judge rose up from his seat with sorrow in his eyes. At first he looked at Aunt Martha, and then he looked at the boys. What makes men do things like this, I'm sure I'll never know. I sentence you to 20 years in a hot place down below. To any of you who heard this song and you plan to steal a sheep, I suggest you go out to the store and buy yourself some meat. For you may fool the Mountie and you can tell a lie, but you'll have to face the charges in the courtroom in the sky.
There you go, Dick Nolan with the sequel to Aunt Martha's Sheep. That was the Courtroom in the Sky track, which Dick co-wrote with Ellis Coles. Well, you are listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and in this portion of the program, we are remembering Ellis Coles, who passed away in late August. Now, on that album, Happy Newfoundlanders, that we just heard a track from, Ellis Coles actually wrote four songs himself, and that album went gold for Dick Nolan, and as a matter of fact, this blows my mind, actually. It was Dick Nolan's third album to go gold in about one calendar year. And that means, by Canadian standards, I think that it had to exceed sales of 50,000 copies. Now, we are going to hear one of those four songs that Ellis Coles wrote himself on that album, and it's a dandy little bit of foolishness. It's called Skipper Billy's Wake. Oh, what a lovely funeral we had upon that night. A little breeze was blowing and the stars were shining bright. We bowed our heads and said a prayer and raised our bottles high and drank a toast to Skipper Bill away up in the sky.
Aunt Lucy made an announcement early in the day. She said she hated to tell us Uncle Bill had passed away. Well, we were so excited, our legs began to shake. We knew we'd been invited to Skipper Billy's wake. At 2 a.m. we crowded in to say our last goodbye. To think there was moonshine in the room, it made us jump for joy. But someone made a blunder that was beyond our reach. And just to help us out a bit, they brought along some screech. We took old Bill out of the box and placed him in a chair. We started drinking shine and screech to sort of drown our fear. But when we looked at Skipper Bill, his face was old and drawn. We thought we'd better bury him before the break of dawn. Oh, what a lovely funeral we had upon that night. A little breeze was blown and the stars were shining bright. We bowed our heads and said a prayer and raised our bottles high and drank a toast to Skipper Bill away up in the sky. Next morning we were awakened by Aunt Lucy once again. Please call a search and rescue, well, we can't find Uncle Jim. The funeral flashed before me and I had an awful dread. If Bill was still there in the chair, we'd bury Jim instead. Well, I called the boys together and a meeting we then had. I told them of the slight mistake, it wasn't all that bad. We'd go out there and dig him up, no one would ever know. Cause Uncle Jim would never know with moonshine in the hole. Well, we placed the box upon the ground and lifted off the lid. Uncle Jim just lay there grinning, at least he wasn't dead. He looked at us and took a drink and he said, there is no doubt. It was a lovely party until the lights went out. Now may this be a lesson to you swinging folks around. Be careful what you're drinking when you're out on the town. And let this be a lesson I hope you all would teach. Never when you're drinking mix moonshine with your screech.
Dick Nolan with the song that Ellis Coles wrote. That was Skipper Billy's Wake from 1973. Now, our next piece of music is another song that Ellis Coles had a hand in writing. It's called Bartender Sweetheart, a song that he co-wrote with Dave and Aubrey. Dave and Aubrey were from Glovertown, Newfoundland, played as a duo for a few years, and they were hot stuff back in the 1980s. As a matter of fact, they had the biggest selling album in Newfoundland and Labrador in the early 1980s. The album sold something like 25,000 copies. Five songs on it were co-written by Dave and Aubrey and Ellis Coles, including a monster regional hit that was on the album, title song, in fact, Bartender's Sweetheart.
Our marriage was happy, I was never alone, except for the nights when my wife wasn't home. She was religious, so humble and meek. She attended her church about twice a week. One night when she left, I thought it would be fine to take her out around for to sort of pass the time. The time passed so quickly, very soon I found I was driving down a back street on the outskirts of town. As I passed a corner, a tavern came in view, so neatly painted with light shades of blue. My wife was in church, and I knew I had time to have at least one glass of wine.
bar said we close sharp at 10. So I ordered my drink just as soon as I got in. I paid for my glass and I turned for a receipt, when a girl I then saw with a face oh so sweet. My heart it stopped beating as I saw her there. My legs started trembling as I walked to her chair. I laid down my glass, then a chair to pull out, when the bartender's hand drew blood from my mouth. He said, "You're a stranger, and I want you to know you're welcome to whiskey as long as you got dough. But with my darling, no man can dine. Her smile is for everyone, but her love is all mine. I'm sorry, bartender, I don't think you should mind. Cause with your darling, I'm entitled to dine. But you can go on loving her the rest of your life. Cause after tonight, she's no longer my wife."
Dave and Aubrey with a song that Ellis Coles co-wrote with them, their big hit, Bartender's Sweetheart. Well now, our time is up for this week. Boyd Chubbs is going to waltz us out today with a track from his cassette tape of guitar instrumentals, a tape called Spanish in the Harbor. I think this was released something like 1991. The track we are going to hear is the Harbor Waltz, and it was composed by Boyd Chubbs, like everything else on his album. Well, I'm Wayne Tucker. I do hope you enjoyed our tribute to Dr. Donald Cook and to Ellis Coles today. And I hope you'll tune in again next week when you'll hear more obscure music from Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. Until then, let's all take care of each other. And remember, we need to take care of our dear mother, Earth. She's so sick, she needs our love. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
Rest in peace, Dr. Donald F. Cook and Ellis Coles.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Good morning, Kingston. This is your indie wake-up call. Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
On Saturday, September 27th, the Queens Gaels host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. The Queens Gaels are looking for their first home win of the 2025 season. Meanwhile, the York Lions no longer just play for pride. They are actively on the hunt for their first playoff appearance in well over a decade. It's the Upstarts versus the Icons, David versus Goliath. It's the York Lions and the Queens Gaels live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 2:45 for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff.
This is Glenn Close on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.